兄姊妹平安。你不需要认识我没有关系。
You don't have to really know me.
但是我一定希望你要来认识我现在所要传讲的这位救主。
And I would really invite you to come to know the Lord I'm preaching today.
你认识我，你一点都不会觉得荣耀、兴奋、高兴，因为我不能给你什么，我不能 promise 你什么。
Knowing me doesn't give you feelings of honor or joy or because I can't promise you much.
但是若是你来认识这位荣耀伟大的救主，你会发现你一生都有意义，有价值，有盼望，你可以一生为他活。
If you come to really know the Lord of glory, and you will later experience His power and His faithfulness.
我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱我们的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we offer you praises.
我们相信你今天在我们的生命里面动工。
We believe that you are working in our hearts today.
我相信你在今天把这些弟兄姐妹再一次的带到你的面前，有你的美意。
We believe that you have your good will by bringing brothers and sisters here today.
不管在这里的弟兄姐妹他是不是基督徒，
No matter whether people here are Christian or not.
不管他们在你里面有多久，
No matter how long they've been Christian.
恳求你今天都对他们的心说话，
pray that you will speak to every heart here.
对他们的生命说话，
you will speak to their life.
吸引他们完全的注意，
you will attract all their attention to you.
让他们明白你的心意，
so that they will understand your will.
愿意顺服于你，
and they would like to submit to your will.
求你的圣灵来充满我们，
may your Holy Spirit fill this place.
求你帮助我们明白你的话语。
And please help us to understand your word.
靠主耶稣宝贵的圣名祷告。
Pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. 现在是毕业的季节，我知道。
I know that it's graduation time.
现在也是准备要暂时离开学校的时间，我也知道。
It's a time that many people are preparing to leave college.
我想你可能已经寄了很多的履历表，你可能正在申请工作，或者在等人家公司或者学校的答复，那么正在准备进行人生的下一阶段。
I guess you have probably sent out many applications to jobs or graduate schools and still waiting for to hear back about these offers.
我想来问一个很重要的事情。
I'm here to ask you one very important question.
到底是谁在为你的一生负最大的责任？
And who is the person who is mainly responsible for your life?
如果是你自己，你应该要胆战心惊。
If that person is yourself, you have to be very careful.
因为你能够为自己带来什么？
Because as yourself, what can you bring to yourself?
金钱。
Is it money?
地位。
The status.
职位。
Position.
别人对你的尊重。
Respect from others.
更好的配偶。
A very good spouse.
男朋友。
Boyfriend.
女朋友。
Girlfriend.
家庭对你的支持。
Support from our family.
你一生到底在追求什么？
What are you after in your whole life?
如果你的一生已经有一个明确的目标方向。
If you have a very clear purpose for your life.
我非常恭喜你。
I can congratulate you on that.
如果你一生明确的方向是具有永恒的价值和意义，我更恭喜你。
That purpose is related to with eternity. I will congratulate more.
因为你知道你在为什么活着。
Because you know who you are living for.
如果你没有，
if you do not have a purpose,
或者你甚至完全没有想到过这样的事情，
or if you have not thought about questions like this.
我今天希望来介绍给你这位耶稣基督。
I would like to introduce Jesus Christ to you.
他是值得你一生为他而活，值得你一生的侍奉，值得你一生的生命价值一切献于的对象。
Because he is the person who is worthy of your ministry service and your life.
一般的公司如果缺少员工，就要照着工作性质的需要来找合适的员工，对不对？
If a company needs to recruit new people, it will look for job candidates with a specific job description.
你可知道神是怎么样来拣选、来寻找他的同工？
Do you know how God looks for his co-workers?
神是怎么样来选召他的同工？
How does God reveal his calling to people who can co-work with him?
能够与主同工是怎么一回事？
What does it mean by being God's co-workers?
台湾有一个行销传播公司聘请一位计划助理，在招聘的广告里面有这样的一段介绍。
A sales and communication company in Taiwan once posted a job description for a project design assistant with this wording.
虽然只是计划助理，但是我们还是希望您对下列特质，您有下列的特质，因为有朝一日你可能会成为活动公关界的顶尖人物。
It says that although this is an assistant position, we expect that you have the following capacities so that in the future you might become a leadership figure in public relations.
是的，如果你的专业专长是公关，是传播，我想你也希望成为这个领域的顶尖人物，不是吗？
Yeah, if your area is communication or public relations, you probably want to be a public figure.
你想一辈子成为这方面最重要的人物，你说的话人家都要听，你所做的事情人家都在看，你所写的书是最畅销的书。
You probably wish that all other people will listen to you, and the books you produce will be read by many.
然而，这样的一个企划助理，他的薪水是18,000到22,000块钱新台币一个月。
This job pays the new recruits was $18,000 to $22,000.
美金是不到700块钱。
Less than $700.
但是这一个月的薪水有下列条件。
But with this pay, the job listed a number of descriptions.
如果你连续三个月任职未满一年，任职一个工作未满一年，请勿尝试，请勿试。
Please do not apply if you have changed 3 jobs and each only lasted for less than one year.
如果你上班不想太累，向往安逸的生活，准时上下班，请勿尝试。
Please do not apply if you expect an easy job, 9-to-5 job.
如果你只想找一份工作，生平无大志，只求60分，请勿尝试。
Please do not apply if you only aim for above average, but not high ideals.
如果你自我管理能力差，不能够让主管安心交付工作，请勿尝试。
Please do not apply if you do very poor in self-management and cannot handle the work your advisor entrusted you.
如果你只会抱怨，缺乏解决问题的能力，请勿尝试。
Please do not apply if you complain about lacking problem-solving abilities.
如果你自我意识强烈，自信心过剩，觉得老是被大牌小用，请勿尝试。
Please do not apply if you have a strong self-consciousness or pumped-up self-esteem, or you always felt being underappreciated professionally.
我再一次强调，这是一个不到700块钱一个月的薪水的一份工作。
I wish to point your attention to the fact that this job is a low-paid project design manager position.
现在真是时机不好，对不对？
We're in the middle of an economic crisis.
要找一份好的工作，不容易。
It's very hard to find a good job.
找这样的一份工作，还有这么多要求。
Even for a job like this, there are so many requirements.
但是我想要提醒各位。
But I also wish to give this warning suggestion.
如果耶稣基督在招募他的同工，
If Jesus Christ is looking for his new co-workers,
神在找能够跟他一起工作的人，
God is looking for people who can work with him.
你觉得他会列出什么样的条件？
What would be the requirements?
事实上，所有侍奉神的人不都是被神招募的同工吗？
Actually, aren't all of these of those who are called by God, God's own co-workers.
保罗用我们与神同工的这样的字眼来叙述他自己跟他布道团的成员。
Paul referred to co-workers and his own ministry crew as God's fellow workers.
让我们透过保罗的经文来思想到底与神同工的人是什么样的人。
Let us think and meditate on the meanings Paul wishes to deliver through this passage.
第一，一个与神同工的人不但是自己蒙恩得救，也能够引领别人，也愿意引领别人蒙恩得救。
First of all, a fellow worker is a person who is saved himself and who is willing to lead others to be saved.
从保罗的经文里面来看，神选召他自己的同工，第一个也是最重要的一个特色就是得救。
From this part of scripture, God calls his own fellow workers and the primary thing is to be saved first.
如果你今天在教会，在团契，在小组，在任何的地方，你觉得你自己是在侍奉神，你应当知道自己在什么样的根基上侍奉神。
If you are serving in a fellowship or in your church, you have to really know what's the foundation of your service.
否则你会发现你在做人的事情，你不是在做神的事情。
Otherwise, you will soon discover that you are serving people, not directly serving God.
回头想想看你是怎么样得救的。
Think back and look back and think how you were saved.
如果神在耶稣基督的身上，在十字架上为你付出了这么大的代价，为你流血舍身，是给你全新的生命，全新的盼望。
If God only died in such a painful way on the cross for your life,
那你觉得你应该怎么样的服侍呢？
What do you think that He expects you to serve?
如果他弯腰屈身为你洗脚，如果他弯腰屈身降杯身在马槽，在一个木匠的家里，如果他弯腰屈身降杯行走在你我生命里面，你觉得你应该怎么样的服侍他？
Think of the fact that Jesus once washed the feet of the disciples and then he emptied himself and was born into stable in a lonely position.
保罗提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在约纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你，看啊，现在正是约纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。今天的经文第一、第二节。
From verses 1 to 2 today, Paul reminds co-workers that as God's fellow workers,We urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he said, In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time of salvation.
保罗勉励基督徒，既然蒙受了神的救恩，就不应该徒受这恩典，要好好地活出这救恩的生命。
Paul here encourages Christians that once you're saved by God's grace, you should not juststay there, but to lead out God's saving grace. You need to lead others to be saved too.
因为神的独生爱子耶稣基督已经为所有的罪人，为你为我死在十字架上，所有相信接受他的人都可以得到救恩。
Because God has already sent His only Son to die on the cross for all the sinners, so that all those who believe can be saved.
神拯救的恩门已经打开了。
The door to salvation is wide open.
保罗引用以赛亚书49章第8节的话，证明现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Here Paul quotes from Isaiah chapter 49 verse 8 to prove that now is the time of God's favor and now is the time of salvation.
在哥林多后书的第5章，保罗已经指出，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。哥林多后书5章18节20节。
And in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, Paul points out that All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
和好这个字的意思就是复合。
The word reconciliation, its original meaning is to make up the broken relationship.
和好这个字的希腊文的名词叫做 katalagei, 它的动词是 katalasso, 这个意思是说把已经破裂的关系给修复起来。
The original Greek words means to make up something, amend something that is already broken.
这是神要招募的工人。
How God is calling his co-workers.
这是神要招募的同工。
These are the fellow workers God himself wants.
在这个世界上有多少人他们的关系他们与神的关系是破裂的。
Think of people around you in the world whose relationships are broken.
在这个世界上你看到有多少人他们的夫妻关系亲子关系人际关系老板跟下属的关系是破裂的。
How many relationships around us are broken? Relationships between husbands and wives, between advisors and co-workers, and all sorts of relationships.
今天神呼召的同工，今天神所呼召的工人要来做这修复的工作。
God's co-workers today is going to do the mending work.
我知道我不能。
I know I can do it myself.
我想可能你也好不到哪里去。
I think you're probably the same.
但是今天是神招募我们来做这样的事情。
But it is God's calling for us to do this.
今天是耶稣基督用他的宝血使我们与神的关系复合。
And it is Jesus' blood that covers the relationship and mend it.
今天是耶稣基督的生命耶稣基督的宝血能够使我们与神的关系复合。
It is the life and blood of Jesus that mends our relationship.
能够使神与神的关系真正复合。
Including our relationship with God and our relationships with others.
我们为什么不做神的同工来成为神的器皿叫这样的事情发生在许多人生命里面呢？
Why not try to be God's fellow workers and really expect this to happen in the relationship around you?
耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，让我们胜过罪的权势，和神和好，与神和好。
Jesus died on the cross so that we can all be reconciled to God.
所以与神和好的人就是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Someone who is reconciled with God is.Someone who is saved.
你看到这个世代有许多人好像想要帮助人与神和好，好像想帮助人与人和好。
We see many people with the good hearts to help mending relationships around them.
但是却把人带到一个更可怕黑暗的深渊，但是却使人的关系更加的破裂。
But some actually resulted in even.
这个时代有许多异端都打着基督教的名号。
In this age, we know that many cults wear the pretense of Christianity.
事实上，摩门教的教会全名叫做耶稣基督末世信徒教会。
Actually, the full name of the Mormon Church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
韩国的异端统一教有一个很容易让人混淆的名字，基督教统一神灵协会。
And the Korean Unitarian cult also uses a similar name.
此外，我们还听到过有基督教科学会、耶和华见证人、东方闪电、三班仆人、贝利王这许多的异端。
Besides these two, we've also heard names like the Christian Scientists Association, Jehovah's Witnesses, and many other cults.
你说，刘牧师。我没有办法帮助人，我没有办法向人传福音，没办法使人与神和好。
Probably you would say, Pastor Liu, I cannot reconcile people with others.
可是我告诉你，我刚刚跟你讲的这些异端，他们多积极，想要做这些事情。
But I'm telling you that these cults I just said, they are actively doing reconciliation ministry.
你不想付代价，你不想做神的同工，你看到他们排队的在做。
We do not want to do reconciliation ministry, but we see people from this cult lining up to be active in this ministry.
他们把人带到地狱的深渊，我们却是要把人带进神的国度里面。你觉得谁做的有价值？你觉得谁是在传正道？
They are leading people to hell, but we need to take them and we need to discern who is preaching the true word.
这个世代神的工人在哪里？
Where are God's fellow workers in this age?
这个世代传福音的人在哪里？
Where are God's messengers in this age?
这个世代和神同行的人在哪里？
There are people who are willing to walk beside God.
弟兄姐妹，我把这样的负担放在你的心里。
Brothers and sisters, I put this burden into your heart today.
你如果过去从来没有好好想这样的事情，我今天鼓励你好好想这样的事情。
Probably you have never thought about questions like this before, but I would encourage you to think.
第二，一个神与神同工的人，一定是神的佣人。你如果想做神的同工，就得先好好做他的佣人。
Secondly, a person who is a fellow worker of God must be a servant of God. You need to be God's servant in order to become His fellow worker.
如果之前所谈的和好是在处理与神的关系和生命，那么在这里我们所需要提醒的就是在神面前的态度。
If we were talking about reconciliation in the first section, about how to deal with our relationships, here we need to be reminded.About our attitude in front of God.
Paul in today's passage says, "We must do everything without being arrogant, but in the outward world, show ourselves to be
We commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left.
在这里，佣人 diakonos 这个字。的确是一个非常粗鄙的形容，但是基督徒喜欢用在自己的身上，至少保罗跟他的同工是如此。
Here the servant, the word servant in Greek is a very lowly word to describe a status, but Christians here like to use it when they're referring to themselves.
粗鄙、卑下、难堪，又如何呢？
It means lowly, demean, or embarrassing status, but then what?
被当成佣人又如何呢？
If we're treated as servants, so what?
如果今天神要呼召这样的工人来服侍他，
If God is calling people like to serve Him in this way,
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to be the one?
难道耶稣基督道成肉身来服侍我们的时候，不粗鄙、卑下、难堪吗？
Think of Jesus when he became flesh to serve us. Isn't he also becoming lowly and demeaning?
木匠的儿子餐风露宿，辛苦的工作，被人笑骂，被人鞭打，被人钉死，哪一样不粗鄙卑下？哪一样不难堪呢？
Think about Jesus as a carpenter's son, slept without a pillow, worked hard, been ridiculed and flogged, and eventually nailed to death.What among these are not lowly?
事实上，佣人这个字就是我们常常所用到的指示。
Actually, the word servant was often used in many places, like in many places of scripture.
英文的 deacon 就是从这个 diakonos 这个字来的。
The word deacon comes from this Greek word too.
我不知道贵教会，但是我们以前的教会选执事是这样子。
I don't know about this church, but in the church I serve, we refer to deacons in this way.
你要做长老、做执事，你必须要很有钱。
You have to be rich in order to be an elder or deacon.
你必须要很有能力。
Have to have ability.
你必须要很有地位。
You have to have status.
你必须要很有学位。
You have to have degrees.
但是你来不来聚会，会不会讲道，会不会传福音，会不会带主日学，有没有爱心，会不会关心人，会不会在人家不来主日的时候打电话去给人家，会不会在人家最需要的时候去帮助人，这个不要紧。
So it doesn't matter whether you are willing to serve others and comfort those who are in need and come regularly to church meetings.
神要的佣人不是前面这些条件，乃是后面这些事情。
But God doesn't want what I have just said, because He wants most about our ministry and the attitudes.
你知道中文和合本圣经除了把这个字翻成佣人、翻成执事之外，还翻成什么吗？
You know what the word, how the word is translated in the Chinese Bible?
在马太福音二十二章十三节那里翻成被使唤的人。在约翰福音十六到二十六节那里翻成服侍的人。
In Matthew chapter 22, verse 13, the word was translated into attendants. Servants in other books.
神的用人是被人家使唤来使唤去，神的用人是在那里看到他在那里扫厕所、扫地板、排桌椅的人，那是服侍的人。
God's servants are those who attend to others' needs.Those who willingly clean up the restroom and do other menial jobs.
你愿意做神的工人吗？
Would you like to become a servant of God?
先从这些事情开始吧。
I encourage you to start with these little things.
求神打开你的心眼，打开你的见识，打开你生命的眼光。
We pray that God will open the eyes of your heart.And change your life perspectives.
让你看到你在服侍那位万王之王、万主之主。
So that you can see that you are actually serving the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords.
当你在打一个电话、在做一件事情，你可能非常累，你可能非常忙，你可能觉得你没有时间，你甚至觉得这个人很讨厌，你不想跟他有任何的关系。但是你做这个事情，在一个小子的身上，你知道。你的万王之王、万主之主是何等的喜悦、何等的高兴。
Maybe you just need to make a phone call to someone who is in need, and but you feel fatigued and exhausted, or you actually like this person, but be reminded that by doing this, you are serving the King of Kings, and by serving this little one of Him.
神的佣人可能会遭遇到各种挑战。
God's co-workers may come across many challenges.
保罗用了三组九件事情来形容这些挑战。
Paul described three types of situations with nine incidents to represent these challenges.
第一是处境的困难。
Like situational troubles.
患难、困苦、穷乏。
Hardships, distresses.
第二是身体的折磨。
Secondly, physical torture.
鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
Such as beatings, imprisonment, and riots.
第三是生活的操练。
Thirdly, life practices.
勤劳、警醒、不食。
Such as hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger.
坦白说，这处境的困难、身体的折磨、生活的操练，没有一件事情是容易的。
Honestly, none of this is easy.
但为了服侍神、做神的用人，你愿意接受这些事情吗？
But if as a servant of God, and for the purpose of serving God, will you be willing to accept this?
我不知道你我现在生活的多舒适。我只知道两百年前许多的宣教士，他们之所以成为宣教士，是因为有人在讲台上、在聚会里面呼吁：“来吧，我们去到中国；来吧，我们去到印度；来吧，我们去到那些最荒凉。”最落后、最喜欢迫害甚至残杀基督徒的地方，我们去那里服侍神。
We are living a very comfortable life now, but I don't know whether many of you are aware that actually years ago, we have people speaking in the public, calling for those who are willing to go into areas, countries like China or India, to these places where Christians are most likely to be killed or tortured or encounter this.
你知道当戴德森一直这样呼吁的时候，有多少人起来说我愿意？
Do you know that actually when the calling, people call out for this, how many people in those ages responded to the call?
这其中有包括在英国最有名的大学的毕业生。
And those people included graduates from the most prestigious colleges in the UK.
社会上最有名的人或很有成就的运动家。跟很有成就、很有能干的人，他们愿意起来到那些弱过的地方服侍神。
We can also think of some very prestigious athletes or people enjoying high social positions who responded to the call and reacted on it.
保罗说：“我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。”
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9:19.Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone and to win as many as possible.
哥林多前书九章十九节。
First Corinthians.
保罗是全世界最自由的人，但是为了传福音，他愿意做全世界最不自由的人。
Paul could be considered as the most free man in the world at that time, but for the sake of spreading the gospel, he was willing to become a slave.
你知道当你成为神的用人，神给你什么样的应许？
Do you know what would be the promises that God has for you if you respond to his calling?
在我们经文今天的经文里面提到保罗跟他的同工已经经历到这些事情。
In the scripture we read today, Paul mentioned the promises that he and his co-workers experienced.
廉洁之士恒忍恩慈。还有圣灵的感化，无畏的爱心，真实的道理，神的大能，仁义的兵器，在左在右，就是你们今天的经文的最后面。
All the good promises in the scripture that we just read.
许多年前，有一位令人敬佩的苏格兰宣教士亚历山大，他现身在印度的工厂许多年。
Many years ago, there was a Scottish missionary named Alexander. He spent most of his life in India.
当他年老退休返回苏格兰之后，他到处奔走，希望能够招募到年轻人，到那生活条件相当落后的印度去服侍神。
When he was less in age, and he returned to Scotland, and still he traveled everywhere to encourage and recruit young people who are willing to go to India, where the living conditions were very much worse.
有一次在大会里面，他站在讲台上呼吁，年轻人放下舒服的工作到印度宣教，但是看不到回应，他伤心之余突然昏倒在讲台上。
Once when he was speaking, calling people to leave their comfort zone and to join the ministry in India, there was no response at all from the audience, and he was sad and fainted on the floor.
如果你看到我或任何站在这里的讲员突然昏倒，下面大概是一团乱，当时也是一团乱，大家七手八脚的把亚历山大扶到旁边休息。
Imagine if I right now stand in front of you, probably will be this place will be in a complete chaos.
他稍微清醒之后，他坚持要站回讲台，把他的信息说完。
When he recovered his consciousness.He insisted on finishing the message.
所以在众人的搀扶下，他回到讲台，用颤抖的声音说了下面这样的话。
He returned to the pulpit and said with trembling voice.
如果英国女王为了国家的需要呼召你们年轻人，恐怕有七八十个人为着女王的缘故愿意牺牲自己的生命。但我今天为着万王之王呼召你们，竟然一个人都不肯站起来。 我请求大会把我这个衰老垂死的宣教士送回印度，虽然我已经没有力量，但我可以躺在新德里的街上，让他们晓得至少还有一个苏格兰基督徒关心他们的灵魂，有一个人愿意为他们的灵魂死在那里。
He said, if the Queen of England calls for young people for the means of this nation, probably there will be 70 or 80 among you who are willing to sacrifice your lives.But today, I'm calling you forward in the name of the King of the Kings. There was none who was willing to step forward. I plead with church to send me, a dying old man, back to India again. Although I have no more strength, but I can lie on the street of New Delhi and let Indian people know that at least there is still one Scottish Christian who cares for their souls. And there is at least one person who is willing to die for the souls there.
当我第一次听到这个故事和护照的时候，心里面很震撼。
My heart was captured when the first time I heard this.
这两百年来，有多少宣教士和神忠心的仆人把福音带给我们
？In these 200 years, how many missionaries and faithful servants of God were willing to sacrifice their lives and send the gospel to us Chinese?
就是因为有这样甘愿为神摆上的佣人。甘愿为神摆上的人，我们才能够得到这样美好的生命。
It was all because we have these type of people, who are willing to sacrifice themselves to serve God.
今天亚历山大的呼召停止了吗
？Is the calling from Alexander still there?
今天主耶稣的呼召再也听不到了吗
？Can we still hear Jesus calling?
今天神不再找他的佣人了吗
？Isn't God still looking for his fellow workers today？
今天神的工人再也没有了吗
？Do we have no more God's fellow workers today？
弟兄姐妹，我也再一次把这样的事情放在这里。
And today I'm sharing with you this important issue.
第三，一个与神同工的人，也是神的见证人。
Thirdly, a fellow worker of God is also God's witness.
哥林多后书第六章六八到十节是这样描绘那些与神同工的人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, Paul describes those who co-work with God.
荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的；似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎受责罚，却是不知丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Paul says, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown.Dying and yet would live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything.
保罗在这里用了九个，在八到十节里面用了九个明显的对比，来回应之前所提到的九个挑战。
Here Paul uses nine sets of contrasts, to as a response to the challenges that he listed.
换言之，世人喜欢用他们的眼光来看我们这些侍奉神的人，所以觉得我们什么都不能，样样都不足。
People of this world may see us with their own perspectives. That is, they think of us as incapable in every way and lacking every aspect.
其实，在神的眼中。基督徒才是样样都能，样样都足。
Actually, in the eyes of God, Christians are able in every way and abundant in every aspect.
处在刚刚所谈到的这些两极的处境里面，为什么一个与神同工的基督徒会不一样？最重要的原因是因为我们拥有神。
When Christians are placed in these extreme situations, what makes a fellow worker of God different from others?Is the fact that this person has God.
使徒保罗愿意丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。腓立比书三章第八节。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, Paul said, Paul considers everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ.
大卫王也是以耶和华为他的产业，他杯中的份。诗篇十六篇第五节。
In Psalm chapter 16 verse 5, King David also considers God as his inheritance and his portion.
能够拥有神，也被神拥有，这个人的一生就是神的见证。
If a person has God and is owned by God, his life is a testimony and witness for God.
这段经文是在帮助我们看到世人看不到的，明白世人所不能明白的。
This part of scripture helps us to see what men of this world do not see and understand what they do not understand.
在过去牧会的时间里面，我常常去探访一位年老的姐妹。
During the years in the past as a pastor, I often visited an old lady, a sister.
她有类风湿关节炎、心脏病、高血压、肠胃病，许多你能够想象不到的，她都有。
She has many illnesses, high blood pressure, heart diseases, and other very difficult diseases.
我很难想象这位老人家怎么样在疼痛和不舒服里面来度过每一分钟、每一天的生活。
I can hardly imagine how this old lady spent her every day in these very painful physical pains.
每一次去看她的时候，她都像往常一样的感谢赞美主，即使在急诊室、在病房或在他家里。
Every time I went to visit her, she always praised God as she did as usual, and no matter it's in the emergency room or in a regular hospital room or in her home.
她的脸庞充满着信心和天上的荣光，用我这样的形容。
If I can describe, her face showed great faith and heavenly glory.
从医生、护士、邻居、亲戚，一切认识她的人的口中或者是眼中，这位老姐妹只能这样子形容，真是生不如死。
In the eyes of doctors, nurses, neighbors, and some relatives, this old lady would be better dead than alive.
但是在这位老姐妹的眼中，她好像每一天都活在天堂里。
But in her own eyes, every day she lives in heaven.
这就像保罗在这段经文里面所介绍的事情是一模一样。
This is exactly like what Paul is saying here.
常常在看望这样的弟兄姐妹之后，我都会流泪。
Remember, I visit brothers and sisters in similar situations. It often brought tears to me.
因为对他们的处境非常的不忍。你看到平常的人这样的疼痛难过都受不了，何况是老人家。七八十岁、八九十岁的老人家。
Because I see their life is really truly difficult. Think about people who are getting old, who endure these illnesses.
但是另一方面，我又非常羡慕他们能够活得那么有盼望，仿佛看到主每一天与他们同行，牵着他们的手走过一切的死荫幽谷。
But on the other hand, I admire them very much because they live with such great hope, almost seeing the Lord Jesus walk with them every day.
这就是神的见证人。
They are God's witnesses.
这是我们每一天都可以经历的事情。
And this is something we can experience every day.
最后利用这个机会，我想问各位。
And lastly, I wish to ask everyone a question.
你可能是人的同工，在做人的事情，但请问你是神的同工吗？
You might be a fellow worker of men serving people around you in your job, but are you a fellow worker of God?
如果你的答案是肯定的，如果你发现侍奉神的呼召、动力、喜乐、能力都是来自于神。
If your answer to this question is yes, and then if your calling, motivation, joy, and strength,All came from God.
你有什么好担心的呢？
Then what do you need to worry about?
你不是站在神救恩的根基上服事吗？
Aren't you here serving on the solid foundation of God's salvation?
你不但自己得救，也把主的救恩带给别人吗？
Aren't you save yourself and bringing salvation to many others?
你岂不是神的佣人吗？
Aren't you a servant of God?
你既然是神的佣人，岂不是神为你负一切的责任吗？
If so, God will be responsible for all that you do.
你岂不是神的见证人吗？
Aren't you a witness for God?
你在哪里？
Wherever you are.
那里就满有神的生命、饶恕、盼望和慈爱。
There will be God's life, forgiveness, hope, and love.
你在哪里？
Wherever you are.
神的国、神的义、神的救恩、神的平安就在那里。
God's kingdom, His righteousness, His saving grace, and His peace will be there too.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈爱我们的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
不是我们配来服侍你。
We serve you not because we deserve.
因为你先在耶稣基督里面爱了我们。
Because you loved us first in Jesus Christ.
选召了我们。
You called us.
让我们跟随基督的脚中心。
So that we could become followers of Christ.
让我们能够成为你的同工。
So that we become your fellow workers.
我们知道自己不配。
We know that we don't deserve this.
因为我们本是软弱可怜的罪人。
Because we are all weak and pitiful sinners.
谢谢你还是这样的爱我们。
But we still thank you for loving us this way.
赦免我们一切的罪。
And thank you for forgiving our sin.
遮盖了我们一切的软弱。
And for your covering all our weaknesses.
又让我们能够成为你国度有用的仆人，在你的国度里面侍奉你。
You are making us into fellow workers in your kingdom.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
We pray that you help us.
让我们紧紧地跟随你。
So that we could follow your steps more closely.
活出你的见证。
And then we can live out your testimony.
也让我们站在救恩的根基上面。
So that we could stand on the solid foundation of your saving grace.
不但我们经历救恩。
Not only that we ourselves experience,
也带领别人归向你。
And then we can lead others to you.
让我们谦卑地侍奉你。
I pray that you will humble us in serving you.
也让我们能够在这个世代。
So that we in this age,
成为你荣耀的见证。
We can be your witnesses.
祷告靠耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
我们啊，感谢刘老师的信息。啊，让我们能够成为啊神一个啊神的用人。
So we can always be God's fellow worker.
啊，我们讲这个神，有时候我们做不来，但是我们请求啊圣灵来帮助我们，来引导我们。
We cannot do it ourselves, but we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
啊，所以我们现在唱一首啊回应诗歌啊，充满我。
And now we sing a response song, Fill Me Now.
Fill Me Now.